We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rubber game of the series tonight, 5:30 pregame, 6:10 first pitch from Milwaukee. WCCO Corey and Dan will have the game for you. Last night, Maxie, Brewers come from behind to beat the Twins 6-4, and they took advantage of a Twins shift to win.
Yeah, they were down. You know, Twins were at 4-1. They gave up five runs. They get the shift for a double and then a home run by Giocco against Taylor Rogers, who was coming. He pitched the night before, but. This is where you get into the whole managerial thing and where baseball gets fun and distressing and everything else. He brought Rogers in the eighth, the theory being, here's the meat of their order. Here's my best pitcher. Let's get through the eighth and worry about the ninth if I have to have somebody else to close it, but let's win this inning. And got burned. And Tater's had a couple now blown opportunities. He isn't as good on coming back. If he pitched the day before, maybe that's one of the things that they'll look at now statistically. But it was a chess match, and the Twins got burned last night. They did what they do. They hit home runs. Rosario hit a couple, Polanco, and then that's the way it's supposed to work. You play a bullpen game. You hit some home runs. You keep the opponent underneath you. And you win, but Milwaukee just kept chipping away and getting coming back and coming back and coming back. You mentioned they beat the shifts and they hit the home run themselves. And that was an interesting baseball game, boy. That had a lot of stuff going on all the time. And Rosario's hot now, but you look at some of those Twins averages, and Sano's down around .125 or so, and he's ahead of Mitch Garver, which I thought Mitch was just coming into his own in terms of being a hitter. And Luis Arraez, we heard a lot about him, being similar to Rod Carew. He's hitting .215. That ain't real similar to Rod Carew right now. So there's some things going on there where they just if you can't hit for average, you got to hit home runs. Kepler struck out a couple times last night. Key situations, one time it looked like he might have gotten robbed, but he needs to be more productive in terms of RBI and home run, and that's the only way you win games with this lineup the way they're built.
Yeah, he's not going to forget Jerry, the umpire, after that that strikeout. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Hey, let me add, and the Lynx won last night, big time over Washington, 68-48. Mike, I want to ask you though about the Saints, because they got a win last night, 8-6 over Sioux Falls, but that's a league that is allowing fans to come to the games. And you talked to Mike Vec yesterday.
Yeah, and he said, we're not making money, but we just want to show that we can get back on our feet and do something. Set ourselves up for the years to come, and that's what they've done. Is 1,500 people is that's a nice size, beautiful complex, and so 1,500 on a stadium that holds 6,500, I think, it gets soaked in pretty good. It's not like you feel like there's a great big crowd there, but at least you got people there moving around, and you've got something they can look forward to, something people can get tickets for. It's the only. It's the only thing you can get tickets for in this town for anything. All the teams that we've got in this town, and it's the only place that you can buy tickets to go watch a professional game. So I think they feel a sense of victory by going to South Dakota, playing through it, getting themselves to a point where they could come back to St. Paul, and then they opened it up enough that they could play at home. In a strange way, I think they feel like this is a huge victory. And then George Thomas, their manager, is celebrating after winning that, he's had a kind of storied career there, and they wanted him to celebrate last year's championship season and get to run this team this year. So I think in that way they feel a great sense of they did something to restore some normalcy around here.
Hey, come back next hour, Mike. We'll talk a little bit more about the cancellation of the Big Ten season.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
And that's Fall Sports. He's Mike Max. Dave Lee here. WCCO time is 7:46. Speaker of the House here in Minnesota, Representative Melissa Hortman joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.